We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we welcome in the Giants' first round pick. Daniel Jones joins us now. Daniel, Mike Francesa on WFAN, which is the Giants' flagship station. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How you doing?
Well, welcome. Welcome to New York. Were you surprised the Giants? Take me through it. Did you? What were you thinking leading up to the draft?
I was excited to be there. I think going into the night, I didn't have, expectations really on how it'd play out or what exactly would happen. But, I did think my meetings with the Giants went well. I felt good about that. And, I'd say it went just about as well as it could have.
Did you have, because I heard from some folks with the Giants that you had a great workout with them, said the ball never touched the ground. They said you just had a really wonderful workout with them. Did you sense that the Giants were hot on your trail? Did you think there were other teams in the mix? What was your feeling before the draft started?
I thought the meetings with the Giants went really well. I thought, I connected with, I thought I connected with everyone who came and everyone who I talked to in the organization. So I think, that made me confident, made me feel good about that. But, I think there were other teams I thought that were interested, but I certainly wanted to be in New York and, like I said, it played out as good as it could have for me. And, I'm thrilled to be part of the Giants.
Did you think you would? I mean, I know guys always discuss it. You discuss it with your reps. Everybody discusses it all the time. Did you think you would be a top 10 pick? Or you surprised you were a top 10 pick? What was the kind of feeling before the draft started?
I think we going in, it was kind of a mystery as to how it all worked out. I think kind of across the board, there was, a lot of uncertainty. This year is kind of what everyone was saying as far as, going into the draft. So, I didn't know what would happen, but I was just excited for the opportunity to be there. And now I'm thrilled to be in New York.
All right. A couple of things. The relationship with Eli Manning, I know the coach with Cutcliffe. I know everybody goes to the Manning camp. Is it really close? Is it, somewhat close? How would you describe your relationship with Eli?
Yeah, I've gotten to know him over the years, and when he's been down here at Duke, and like you said, at the Manning camp a couple times. So, I've certainly gotten to know him. I wouldn't say we're overly close, but just watching him, being around him for a little bit has been very helpful to me. And I can't wait to be in the building with him and to learn from him every day. But it's been good to get to know him. The connection with Coach Cut and him has definitely helped me out.
Did you talk to him at all before the draft or no?
I didn't know leading up the draft. I didn't.
Okay, so you guys didn't. All right. How about as far as the link? Everyone wants to call you, and that's not fair. You're your own quarterback. Call you the next Manning, the next Eli, the whole thing. We all know that because of the relationship with Cutcliffe. But from the standpoint, what did you take from your training with Cutcliffe? What have you learned about quarterbacking as far as moving ahead from Cutcliffe?
I think responsibility is the first thing I think, think about when I think about how Coach Cut coaches quarterbacks. I think, on the field, understanding the offense, understanding what needs to be done as an offense to move the ball, and then, responsibility off the field to be a leader, to be, the best teammate, the best practice player you possibly can be. So, I think in that sense that, Eli, Peyton, we're trained that way in college, and I think I was too. So hopefully that helps me, make the transition to the NFL.
We're talking with the Giants' number six pick, the first pick of their three first rounders, Daniel Jones, their new quarterback, who will be there along with Eli this year. Give me a little scouting report, a little self-scouting report. What's the great strengths that you see in yourself as a player? What do you bring to the table right now?
I think, as a quarterback, I think, accuracy is something that, is maybe the most important thing. And I think I have that.
I agree.
I think, being accurate with the football, putting it exactly where, I want to, so people can run after the catch. I think that's a strength of mine, but, also I think decision-making, the ability to process information. I've been, lucky to work with Coach Cutt and, Coach Roper here at Duke. And I think they've prepared me well in that sense to process information, to make decisions quickly on the field and get the ball out. So, I think those are two of my strengths, and, I certainly have a whole lot of room for improvement, I think, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
I saw you play great in that second half of that Temple game. You played really, really well in that game. Would you call yourself mobile, or would you say you are mobile?
Yeah, I think I am. I think I have the athleticism to extend plays, move around the pocket, to do stuff in the run game if I need to. I'd see that as a strength of mine as well.
What would you say is the thing you got to work on the most?
I think I have a whole lot of room for improvement. As a player, I don't think I'm anywhere close to where I'll be, eventually. So I'm looking forward to learning. But, I think, Coach Cutt says understanding when a play is over with or when to stop competing, when to make that decision to throw the ball away. I think I could be quicker with that, and I'll continue to work on it.
We're talking with Daniel Jones, the newest Giant, one of the Giant first rounders, and obviously their future quarterback, whether it's this year or not. How do you feel about that, sitting behind the quarterback with a resume like Eli Manning? I mean, what are your expectations? Challenging him, going in and trying to challenge him for the job this year, waiting patiently. How do you look at it as you go to start this year? Or what should I – and then tell me what you've been told about that from your head coach, if anything, already.
I think first and foremost, it's a tremendous opportunity for a young quarterback coming into the league to have the opportunity to watch Eli and how he carries himself, what he does day in and day out to be the player he is. Obviously, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a player who's had a whole lot of success in the league for a really long time. So there's a reason he has. So I think just that opportunity for me is a tremendous one, and I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's certainly my job to do what I can to learn as much as I can from him. And his job is to win football games and to win football games for the team. And I certainly look forward to helping in any way I can and all the while improving myself and competing as hard as I can every day at practice.
What has the head coach, I'm sure you've talked to the head coach a couple of times. What message did he give you so far? What did you hear from Sherma?
Coach Shermer told me that, it is my responsibility to learn from Eli. It's up to me to seek out his help to make sure I'm utilizing that opportunity to learn every single day. He's got a job and that's to win football games, for the Giants and try to win a championship. So, I certainly hope to be part of that and help him prepare whatever I need to do, while also, making sure I'm improving every day, putting myself in a position to compete and to be the best quarterback I can be.
How about from Gettleman? What did he tell you?
A similar message. I think,
okay.
I think it's an opportunity to learn and I certainly look forward to it.
We're talking with Daniel Jones, the Giants' number six pick of the first round, the quarterback from Duke, who is now a big part of their future. Have you heard from Eli since you were drafted?
I spoke to him a little bit earlier today. And,
okay.
He just congratulated me and said he's excited for me to be up there. And, you know, I really appreciated that. It was great to hear from him. And, I can't wait to be his teammate and to get up there and start working.
All right. Now give me a couple of things. Number one, what was your team growing up? What kind of fan were you? Where'd you grow up? What town?
I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I was a Panthers fan growing up.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
I liked Steve Smith a lot.
Okay. So did I. I love Steve Smith. Love Steve Smith. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
I always admired his toughness, his tenacity.
Absolutely. One of my all-time favorites. I agree. Great player, tough as nails. I agree. Good choice. How familiar are you with New York?
I've been to New York a few times. We played the Pinstripe Bowl there my redshirt year, so that was 2015. I believe we were up there for a week, which was an awesome experience. And this past summer, I did an internship in New York for just a couple of weeks in between the end of school and our first summer session. So, living in the city and doing that was an awesome experience too.
Did you like the city?
I did. I loved it. It's an awesome place. It's New York City. That's where everything happened. So, it's an exciting place.
What other sports? You guys always excel at other sports. What other sports were you good at? Were you a basketball player? Were you a baseball player?
Yeah, I played. I played basketball and lacrosse growing up. I was.
Were you a good basketball player?
I thought I was a pretty good basketball player. My brother's playing hoops now at Davidson. So.
Okay.
He may just have taken the crown in our one-on-one games, but that didn't happen. That didn't happen very long ago.
Oh, really? So, what year is he?
He's a sophomore down there.
All right, we're talking with Daniel Jones, and obviously, were you a quarterback your whole life? Did you quarterback all the way up? Were you a quarterback in high school?
I was, yes, sir. I was, Pop Warner, Pee Wee through middle school and through high school. Yes, sir.
When did you start to think seriously about being an NFL quarterback? What age?
I think it was always my dream. As a young guy, I have the pictures in my first, second grade journal as, the dream to play in the NFL. But I guess through high school, I realized it was possible and I thought I really could physically. And, it was always kind of in the back of my mind.
Did that go through your head? What went through your head last night when you got picked? What was the first thing that went through your head?
I think I was just thrilled, being there with my family in the green room and being able to look around at all the people who've helped me, get to this point. I think I was just thrilled, just excited to be there, happy for everyone there that we got to kind of experience that together. But I guess my first reaction was just grateful for the opportunity, grateful to be in the position I'm in.
Well, listen, congratulations. Welcome to New York. We wish you the best, but it should be fun. But again, congratulations. It's a great honor, a great thrill. So enjoy yourself, and thanks for a couple of minutes. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. Daniel Jones, the quarterback out of Duke, the number 6 pick in the draft. And obviously, a couple things there. Did not talk to Eli before the draft. Talked to him just for a minute afterwards. Wouldn't call him overly close because some people had said that, Eli had orchestrated this whole thing, which I thought was ridiculous. But obviously, he like everyone else, goes to the Manning camp, and Cutcliffe is obviously the go-between because he has the relationship with the Mannings and he is his coach. So that's why, and he's known to be a, quote-unquote quarterback guru. So that's the guy. So there's Daniel Jones, 6'5", 220. Moves fairly good. I'd say moves pretty good. Accurate, not a deadly arm from what everybody says. I watched him throw with the combine. He doesn't have a killer arm. But to me, there's three things I want a quarterback to be. I want him to be tough. I want him to be smart. And I want him to be accurate. If I could get those three, you can go play the game. I think that's the key. Tough, smart, and accurate. And I think those are the things you have to have. Mobile's good, doesn't have to be there, but tough, smart, and accurate have to be there. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.